Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
You're not feeling well? You twist your ankle? Or you have that pain in your shoulder that just doesn't go away? There is an alternative to the emergency room. It's a Peace Health walk-in clinic. There's no appointment necessary, and you may have to wait, but you could see someone today. It's open 6 days a week in the 380 building just across from Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. The Peace Health Walk-In Clinic, your local health partners.
At some point in her life, one out of every eight women will get breast cancer. One out of eight. Most women can beat it, but only with early detection. Don't let breast cancer stop you. Mammograms save lives.
Better total care. Peace Harbor Imaging now has digital mammograms. Get one.
And joining me on this edition of Doc Talk is, I'm guessing, a brand new doctor in town, Joseph Wilkinson. And he's a podiatrist. Did I get that right?
That's right, George. Brand new podiatrist here in Florence.
So how long have you been here? When did you arrive?
Well, I arrived at the end of July, and it's been great thus far. I've really enjoyed it. I really like the small town feel.
So talk about a little bit about where did you hail from originally?
So I'm originally from Utah. I grew up in a small town called Mapleton, and so I've always liked small towns. And then from there, I kind of bounced around a little bit, did my undergrad in Utah. And then from there, I went to California, where I did podiatry school. And after finishing up podiatry school, I went to Michigan and lived in a lovely place called Detroit.
Oh, my.
I know. So
that's a big move from Mapleton, Utah to big city there.
It's a big transition from a small town to big city. And more than that, it's a kind of a big city that has a number of issues, although it has come back quite a bit recently. So that was good to see. But so anyways, I'm kind of coming from Detroit. So once again, making a big transition, coming from a big city to a small town.
Well, how was where you went to school in California compared to Detroit?
Well, my schooling was mostly in Pomona, California, which is still more big city-ish. But I did a lot of my rotations in L.A. area, so still more of a big city, pretty crowded, lots of people. And then from there, I went to Detroit. It's very different. Detroit's very different, you know, from most places. And then obviously big transition from Detroit to here.
So when you were in school, say high school, junior high, and stuff like that, and you were thinking about what you wanted to do, what made you choose a medical field?
Well, I was always interested in medicine. I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do as I was growing up, but I liked physical therapy kind of stuff and medicine and surgery and sports. I grew up playing sports, played a lot of soccer in high school. And I think because soccer was my main sport, I was really interested in the lower extremity, foot and ankle. So that's kind of how I ended up in podiatry.
Did any of your family have a medical background, or what were your mom and dad like as far as their?
Yeah, so my dad is actually a computer programmer, so nothing related to the medical field. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. And really not anyone in my immediate family that did anything in medicine. So not a whole lot of mentorship.
I'm not so sure, though, the mind of a computer programmer isn't far removed from doctrine in a sense. You know, you have to understand certain things about the way things work, right?
I suppose so. Yeah, when it comes to computers.
Computers, you know, they say they're like little brains. You know, of course, you didn't become a brain surgeon, so that wouldn't make sense at all, would it?
Right.
So you, what made you choose California? Did you apply at several different medical colleges and then?
Well, I wanted to stay out west, which I guess is ironic because I ended up in Detroit for residency. But when I was applying to podiatry school, I applied to two programs, one in Arizona and one in California, and I ended up in California. So that's what happened. But yeah, I was just mainly interested in staying closer to family, I suppose. So
what made you choose then the Florence area? What was it about Florence that allured you?
Well, Florence kind of just, I don't know, maybe it was just fate, but I was looking for a small community hospital type setting. And so I had called around to a number of different hospitals, small town hospitals, hospitals in Montana and Colorado and Wyoming, just to see what kind of opportunities were available. So when I found this opportunity here in Florence, Oregon, I was immediately attracted to the position. So, and just happy that it worked out.
Yeah, much better than the Montana winters too, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Family, kids?
I have a wife, and she is a nurse, and she will actually be working at Peace Medical, or Peace Harbor as well, and she'll be starting shortly. So, she's interested in the medical field as well. And then we have two little girls. One of them's 2 years old, and the other one is around 8 months.
Oh, my. So, yeah.
So they're busy. It's a lot of work, but it's a fun stage.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and let's get back and talk a little bit about the field of podiatry and see what kind of specialties you do with that. All right.
Okay.
We're talking with Dr. Joseph Wilkinson. He is a brand new podiatrist at Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center here in Florence on this edition of Doc Talk.
You're not feeling well. You twist your ankle or you have that pain in your shoulder that just doesn't go away. There is an alternative to the emergency room. It's a Peace Health walk-in clinic. There's no appointment necessary, and you may have to wait, but you could see someone today. It's open 6 days a week in the 380 building just across from Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. The Peace Health Walk-in Clinic, your local health partners.
At some point in her life, one out of every eight women will get breast cancer. One out of eight. Most women can beat it, but only with early detection. Don't let breast cancer stop you. Mammograms save lives.
Better Total Care. Peace Harbor Imaging now has digital mammograms. Get one.
And on this edition of Doc Talk, I'm speaking with Joseph Wilkinson, and he is a podiatrist here at Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center. And you mentioned earlier, you know, being athletic, you were interested in a lot of the lower extremities because, you know, obviously athletes, soccer players use their feet and ankles a lot. So you kind of went that direction with it over choosing, say, just general medicine or whatever.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of injuries, you know, throughout my soccer career. And so I became more interested in that part of the body, I suppose. And that's what attracted me to podiatry because I treat a lot of lower extremity injuries and sports-related injuries. So that was kind of how I got started.
Is that something – I guess that when you're younger and you have injuries there, is that something that becomes problematic as you get older?
Yeah, it can be. A lot of people with arthritis as they get older, it's called post-traumatic arthritis, and those are related to injuries that we had when we were younger. And so a lot of injuries can cause problems as you age. And, you know, but that's kind of the same with any joint in your body. So,
yeah, the more you abuse it, the more it makes you remember it when it gets older, huh?
Absolutely. So, a lot of people with sprained ankles, and I treat a lot of people with sprained ankles, a lot of those people develop arthritis later on in their older years. So
do you hope to be working a lot with maybe the athletic community here as far as, you know, we got a lot of runners, we got football players and stuff like that, or is this more general practice?
Well, I hope to be involved to some extent, but there's just a big need here for the elderly population. You know, a lot of people come in with just aches and pains, and a lot of it's related to previous injuries that they had when they were younger. So I treat a lot of patients that are dealing with arthritic pain in their later years, and there's lots of things that I can do to help manage their pain or to make them more comfortable.
So I got to ask you, because, you know, you hear all the time about knee replacement. You hear about hip replacement. You know, they can replace it. You hear about shoulder replacement.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything like that that they can do or maybe on the horizon for foot and ankle, or is that something that's not really looked at?
Yeah, so the kind of the gold standard for ankle pain or ankles that get to the point where they either need to be fused or have a joint replacement. Historically, we have fused those, but now we're getting to the point where we're seeing a lot more joint replacements, ankle replacements. And initially, in the beginning stages, those implants that were being used didn't last very long. But as technology has improved over the past so many years, those implants are lasting longer and longer. And so typically, we had fused those joints if it got to the point where it was very debilitating or very painful. And now we're starting to see more and more ankle joint replacements. So we're getting there.
So I can imagine, because I mean, even with the years that they've been doing it, I can actually almost see the pictures of the knee replacements and the hip replacements that I've seen on hanging on walls and that. But I just can't picture, you know, even how the ankle is put together. I've never really kind of looked at it that way. So I guess, you know, over time, it's probably one of the joints that gets used, more than most other joints then.
Yeah, I mean, ankle joints get beat up quite a bit. And especially if we're not really taking care of ourselves, or if we've put on a few extra pounds and whatnot, those ankle joints get beat up quite a bit, and ankle arthritis is very common. So a lot of common procedures that I do is whether it's an injection of the ankle joint to eliminate pain, or sometimes we do an ankle scope to try and clean up some of the arthritis that's built up. So those are things that are less drastic than an ankle joint fusion or an ankle joint replacement. So there's a few things that you can do before you get to that point, and that typically helps patients quite a bit.
Has that also, as far as the podiatry field goes, has that mostly become orthoscopic, or is it wide open cuts? How are they doing the surgeries nowadays?
More and more things are becoming minimally invasive, but minimally invasive doesn't always mean that it's better. Sometimes you have to open it up and get better visualization of what you're trying to do. But ankle scopes, it's a pretty common standard procedure, and they're pretty effective. So it typically involves very small incisions.
There's a lot of bones in the foot, aren't there?
Yeah, there's quite a few bones, 26.
Wow. So when you're looking at something like arthritis and that, and I guess that's one of those things that comes over time, what are some of the main causes just damage, you know, turning an ankle and stuff like that? Or what are some of the main causes that bring arthritis on in a foot?
So, yeah, a lot of it's trauma related, a sports injury when you were younger, or twisting ankle when you were younger. But a lot of it is just age related and related to our weight. You know, we're seeing a good portion of the population is overweight, and that, along with other comorbidities such as diabetes and things like that, it gets more and more difficult for people to manage their weight, and that just puts more pressure and strain on those joints. And so we see a lot of arthritis in multiple joints in the foot as people age.
When that happens, when you see someone in for surgery, do you oftentimes recommend that before they do surgery, they try to lose some weight, they try to reduce some of that pressure on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Weight loss is always good when you're dealing with painful joints. Any pounds that you can shed or drop are going to help take pressure off of those joints. And sometimes when people lose weight, they realize they don't even need surgery because they feel that much better.
Yeah, that can take a... I was going to say, take a huge weight off.
Yeah, exactly. But other times we can do some injections, and sometimes that eliminates people's pain to an extent where they can at least put off surgery. And then there's other things that we do just to alleviate joint pain, and that includes getting somebody into a custom orthotics or changing their inserts or putting padding in certain areas of their shoes to eliminate some of the joint pain they're having. And sometimes people realize they don't need to have surgery just by doing some of those simple things.
Because there is a lot about orthotics and, you know, like the way you wear your shoes and what kind of shoes you wear. How much of that is important as when you're growing up? I mean, a lot of us just go to the store, we grab the size that we think fits, and we put it on our feet. And that's not always the best, is it?
Not always the best, and especially as we age, it's not always the best. Our feet change as we age, and our joints wear out, as we had talked about. But not only that, the structure of our foot changes. Our arches collapse over time. Those ligaments and those tendons, they lose their elasticity. And so our arches can collapse over time. And so it's important to get into a more supportive shoe. And sometimes that means spending a little bit more money to get into a good shoe. And I've noticed even for myself, I have to spend a little bit more money on my shoes now than I used to get into something more comfortable and more supportive, because even I have foot pain every once in a while being on my feet for long days. So it's important to get into a good supportive shoe, and sometimes in addition of a custom orthotic or even just an insert that you buy over the counter can alleviate a lot of aches and pains in those joints.
So I got to ask you, this may sound a little humorous, and it's certainly not, I guess it is intended to in a way, but are flat-footed people less prone to problems like that when they get older?
No, flat-footed people are more prone for issues and just generalized joint pain. And the reason for that is because that arch, that supportive arch in your foot has collapsed. And ideally, you want your foot to be in a more neutral position, neutral meaning that you have a little bit of an arch, and that just keeps all those joints in your midfoot in a better aligned position that distributes the weight and forces equally throughout all the joints. When you're flat in your foot and in your arch, then that weight isn't distributed evenly, and so you end up causing more damage on certain joints. And those joints become problematic over time, and sometimes people end up needing a reconstructive procedure of their foot to recreate their arch. So,
but I just know that there's some people that are born kind of flat foot. I know used to talk about in the Army, they wouldn't take you because you were flat footed. Yeah. And I guess those people still have issues, great issues as they get older.
Yes. People with flat feet tend to have more issues than those who have a good arch structure of their foot. And that's just because, as I was saying, the weight and forces that are created as you walk are just not distributed how they should be throughout all those joints in your foot.
So how would a person determine what's best for their foot? I mean, I know you can go and step on I won't say the name of the doctor, but you can step on his machine at some of the stores and it'll tell you what you need. Is that really accurate, or is it better to come and see someone like you and kind of get measured, or Do you do that kind of stuff?
I do that kind of stuff, and we're actually getting that worked out right now with hospitals so that we can do custom orthotics right there at the hospital. But yes, I do custom orthotics for patients. And I would tell you this. I would say those machines that you step on at the store or whatnot, I would say that those can provide some benefit. You know, they can – anything that's going to – recreate the arch of your foot is going to help. And so that can be just an over-the-counter orthotic or a custom orthotic. Now, the difference is a custom orthotic is really going to be molded and customized to the shape of your foot. And not only that, we can do certain modifications of that insert to try to tailor that to your foot pattern. Everybody has a foot that's a little bit different, and some people need certain modifications or different modifications to recreate the arch or get their foot into a more neutral position.
It's sort of like a retraining of the muscles and the tendons and all that? Is that kind of what it is?
A little bit of a retraining, but more of a support. And the whole idea is to keep – it's called the subtalar joint. The whole idea is to keep the subtalar joint in neutral and redistribute the forces evenly throughout the foot. I guess you can kind of think of your foot as a tripod, okay? You put a lot of – you're supposed to put most of your weight on the heel of your foot and then kind of on that first and fifth metatarsal. And so you want to create an orthotic that helps you do that, to redistribute the forces evenly throughout the whole foot as you're walking. And everybody's foot is a little bit different. And so that's the benefit of a custom orthotic. But custom orthotics, they can be expensive depending on whether or not your insurance covers for it. So I always tell my patients to check with their insurance company to see if that's something that they cover for before we go ahead and do that. Otherwise, sometimes you can get away with just getting an over-the-counter orthotic to help alleviate your pain and symptoms.
But again, even so, I mean, the best thing to do is have it custom-made for your foot, obviously.
Yeah, custom orthotics definitely best. But like I said, if it's going to cost you I guess it just depends on how much it costs you and how much it's worth it to you. So,
yeah, you know, if you like walking, you might want to think about that. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Wilkinson. He's the new podiatrist over at Peace Harbor Medical Center, and we'll be back with more on this edition of Doc Talk.
You're not feeling well? You twist your ankle? Or you have that pain in your shoulder that just doesn't go away? There is an alternative to the emergency room. It's a Peace Health walk-in clinic. There's no appointment necessary, and you may have to wait, but you could see someone today. It's open 6 days a week in the 380 building just across from Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. The Peace Health Walk-In Clinic, your local health partners.
At some point in her life, one out of every eight women will get breast cancer. One out of eight. Most women can beat it, but only with early detection. Don't let breast cancer stop you. Mammograms save lives.
Better Total Care. Peace Harbor Imaging now has digital mammograms. Get one.
We're talking with Dr. Joseph Wee. I always say we. It's me. I'm the only one here with Dr. Joseph Wilkinson. We're on this edition of Doc Talk. It's like I have a mouse in my pocket or something. But we're talking podiatry because that is what he does. And you say you work a lot with the elderly population. Obviously, you have worked in the past with athletics and things like that.
Right.
Is there a busy time of year for a podiatrist, or is it kind of just, you know, always busy?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I've only been here for what, a month now? A little, yeah. 2 months. So I'm not really entirely sure if things are going to come in waves or whatnot, but it's been pretty steady thus far.
Yeah, and football season just started, and soccer. We're having a new soccer season.
So I'm assuming, yeah, depending on what sport is going on, it might see more of that particular injury or whatnot. So I guess we'll see. But to me, it seems like Florence is a pretty busy area during the summertime and a lot of people out on the sand dunes. Getting out there on their ATVs. And so I think we do see quite a bit of trauma during those summer months and foot and ankle related injuries, just because people are out hiking and being more active and getting out on the sand dunes. So it'll be interesting to see if that changes any as we head into winter.
Yeah, I think about riding a motorcycle. You know, one of the first things you do if you start to falter, you want to put that foot down and plant it, and that can be dangerous, you know, if you're not careful what you're doing. So yeah. Imagine ATVs are probably the same way with that.
Yeah.
So how's your practice set up? Do you work within the hospital, or do you have an office outside the hospital?
Yeah, so I work for the hospital, and I'm located in the orthopedic clinic that's just on 9th Street there. And so that's where you'll find me.
And do you do referrals, or how does that work?
You don't need a referral to come see me, from what I understand. You can just call the clinic directly, and they'll schedule an appointment.
And how do people know? I mean, obviously, it's got to do with pain, but I mean, how do people know when it's something serious enough to come see you?
Well, I'd say if it's been going on for a while, then it's something you shouldn't wait around on. Some injuries are more serious than others. But if it's something that's just lingering and you can't figure out what it is, then you should come see me, especially if you're a diabetic. You know, there's a lot of diabetics, not only in Florence, but just in general. It's a pretty big issue nationwide, and diabetics are more at risk for certain issues. And the reason for that being is because when you have elevated blood sugar over time, that damages your nerves particularly in your feet. It causes those nerve cells to break down over time. And so people end up with what we call neuropathy. Now, signs of neuropathy are numbness, tingling, and burning. And it's fairly common in diabetics. And so these patients, they have the numbness and the tingling and the burning, but they also lose what we call protective sensation. So they don't have regular sensation that you would otherwise have.
So they could stub their toe or kick something and not recognize?
You could have a fracture in your foot and not even know it. I've had people come in with a fractured ankle or a fractured bone in their foot that needed to be repaired surgically, and they didn't even know it, didn't even feel it. All they knew was that their foot was a little bit swollen, so they decided to come in. and they were walking around all over it because they couldn't even feel it. And so that's what happens in our diabetic population is their sensation is off, and so they can't really tell if it's a serious injury or not. So especially in our diabetic patient, I tell them to come in if they notice anything different because they may need an X-ray or need a thorough examination. Going back to the blood sugar issue, like I said, these patients, they have a sensory deficit. So they could be out hiking and get a pebble in their shoe and walk around it all day and they wouldn't even know. And so we see a lot of wounds in our diabetic patients. And so it's very important for diabetics to check their feet on a daily basis because you could walk out and jam a nail in your foot and not even know. And so I deal with a lot of infection cases in diabetics. And that's just because they're at risk. They don't have – they lack that sensation. And so they don't even know if they stepped on a nail. And they could have a lingering infection down there that's been going on for a while and they wouldn't even know it.
And I guess the obvious thing is that left untreated, that could mean major surgery,
yeah,
maybe even a loss of an appendage.
Yes, and I deal with that very often, actually. People that develop a wound and aren't even aware of it, and then it gets infected before they know it, and then they end up losing a toe or part of their foot. And that's very common in our diabetic patients.
Are those surgeries that you perform?
I do, yeah. I've performed, unfortunately, I've performed quite a few amputations. So,
how does that make you feel? I mean, that's sort of a weird question, but I mean, you know, me thinking about, I just don't think I could ever do that, you know, even if I had the training. But
I mean, it's sad, but I feel good if I can help eliminate an infection and get somebody back on the right track, you know, and at least if I can raise some awareness about it, then that's always a plus.
And that's kind of why you're here. Obviously, that's not something you'd want to have to do.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
So if we can prevent that, preventative is always the best bet, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. So we'll talk. We say people definitely, if they have foot and ankle problems, come see you. If they have weight or diabetic issues, they need to work on those too, and mm-hmm. that will help them do better. And so how can they get a hold of you if they wanted to?
So I'm at the orthopedic clinic, and I guess I can just give you the number. The number is 541-997-7104. That's the best way to get a hold of us, and you can just schedule an appointment. Once again, it's 541-997-7104.
Well, Dr. Wilkinson, welcome to Florence.
And well, thank you.
Thank you for being patient with me today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And we look forward to, I look forward to hopefully never seeing you, in at least in the doctor-patient facility. Anyway.
Yes, for sure.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.